RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for Sam Paniatovich on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Here we go. Tuesday night in Chicago, the beautiful Sam Paniatovich. I wanted to shed the Sammy P for the next 3 hours on The Score, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Adam Studzinski on the ones and twos today. The phone number here, and we're going to talk to you a ton tonight, 312-644-6767. Not only is today Tiger Woods' 50th birthday, 50, 5-0, it is 85 days until Major League Baseball opening day. I only know that because I had lunch down the street at Harry Carey's. They do that countdown every single day, 85 until opening day. But most importantly, it's a great day to be a Chicago Bears fan. You can feel it. You can see it. I walked all over today. I know it's cold, but I was born in the cold. Bane was born in the dark. I was born in the cold. You see the merch, the Bears jackets, the beanie caps, all the flags flying on the bars and restaurants. The buildings at night have Bears signs and Bears colors. I even saw somebody walking down Michigan Avenue today with a brand new number 18 Caleb Williams jersey. You know how I know it was new? The tags were on the back, still, hanging out of the back of the jersey. That's what this is. This team, for the first time in a long time, is exciting. And I know what you're going to say. Well, 2019, they made the playoffs. Yeah, that team was a fluke. I always felt that. They had a really good defense, but did you really think Mitchell Trubisky was going to take that team far? I never did. Obviously, hindsight is 20/20, but there's a belief here, and I think the belief starts with Ben Johnson. That's been a very hot topic the last couple of weeks for the holidays. What's the best sports story of the year in Chicago? You could take it wherever you want. Here's where I'm going to take it. It's bringing that guy to town, ripping him out of Detroit, and stamping him here in Chicago. And everything has fallen into place. And you know, the first thing Ben Johnson did was address the offensive line. One of the worst in the league last year, and one of the best this year. That's why this team is in all these games. Didn't start pretty, though. And who were the fans turning on Ben Johnson after week two? Remember that? Long, long time ago. 52-21. Detroit Lions, week number two. They were booing Ben Johnson in Detroit, booing this Bears team. Here we go again. And since that week two loss, 52-21 at Detroit, the Bears are 11-3. And they just played in one of the games of the year on Sunday Night Football. It's important to me because as somebody who covered the Bears for a long time, every time the Bears had to play a big game on national TV, they got their asses kicked. I'm sorry, that's how it was. There was the one year, the Trestman year, one of the very important Trestman years, only had two. They went back-to-back Green Bay, New England, and got throttled both games. This team is different, guys. It just is. And it starts with the head coach who is bringing along the quarterback. Since that week two loss, win, 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 win. a loss at Baltimore, 30-16, weird game. They didn't even play Lamar in that game. After that loss, win, 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 then the loss at Green Bay. Spiegel and I were texting during that game, by the way, because he had that bet at Circa about the Bears sweeping the Packers. And I'm texting Spiegs. It's 28-21. I'm like, go for the win. If you get in, you go for the win. And we know how that ended. Caleb throws the pick in the end zone. After that loss, it's a win. It's a win. And then the Sunday night loss, 42-38. Are you not entertained by this? That's all we want. We want to be entertained, and we want to believe. And that's my question to you tonight here on The Score. 312-644-6767. Call me, text me. Do you believe? It's a very easy question to ask. I don't know if it's easy to answer. Because I'm still in the category. To me, it's three buckets on this Bears team. You're a yes, you're a no, or you're a I'd like them to be good. I'm not rooting against them. That much is obvious. But you watch them go up and down the field. Offensively, it's sexy. It's, oh yeah, this team can win some playoff games. But then when the Energizer Bunny comes back the other way, I'm watching Lance Briggs do postgame on CHGO, calling the Bears defense Swiss cheese. That's not good. They have to do a couple things in the playoffs. They have to be at home. Check. Unless you have to go eventually down the road to the NFC Championship and go to either Seattle or San Fran, you're going to be at home the rest of the way. Because you should be the two seed. You should beat Detroit, and you got the tie-breaking win over Philly already. So if you take care of business Sunday, you're the two. So that covers that equation. You're going to be at home a ton if you take care of business. Number two, your quarterback has to be the best player of the two quarterbacks. Very rare in the playoffs where your quarterback is worse than their quarterback and you win. So that's putting pressure on Caleb Williams, which he has handled masterfully this year. Again, we're talking about a quarterback who has come from behind with 2 minutes or less six times. And he almost did it a seventh time against San Francisco. And the third part, I think it's a triangle here. Number one, be at home. Number two, be the better quarterback. Number three, opportunities on defense. You know, I watched the game south, way south. I was in New Lenox on Sunday, and I'm not from New Lenox. I don't watch a lot of football games in New Lenox. But I'm at a bar down there, and I'm watching the game with a couple of buddies. And then when you're in the bar, you're hearing a lot of things. And we start to get through Carrie Underwood, and everybody gets jazzed up. And the Bears do what they do on that first drive. Interception, touchdown, bang. The bar erupts. The Bears jerseys are up and down. Everybody's jumping. Drinks are spilling. Food's flying. And the guy next to me, who I did not know, I swear, hand on my heart, he looks at me and goes, "This defense is elite." No, it's not. It's not. You can tell yourself that, but it's not. You don't give up almost 500 yards and call yourself elite. I get the optimism. I get the excitement. But this defense is going to have to bend but not break. You're going to get yards on this team. You're going to move the ball against this team. But if they can continue to turn you over at the rate that they've done, they can win a game in the playoffs. They can win a couple games in the playoffs. And if you look at the odds, I have DraftKings up right here. These odds are mostly similar at all these books. To win the NFC right now, the Seahawks are favored. That will change, of course, if San Francisco beats Seattle, because then San Fran will be the one. But only four teams ahead of Chicago on the odds board, which I think is a little disrespectful, to be honest with you. Seattle, number one, then the Rams, then the Niners, then the Eagles, then the Bears. 10-1 on Chicago. And I've hovered. I've thought about it. Do I believe in it? But do I like that price? I'm not betting Seattle at plus 245. Chicago at 10-1. Win a first playoff game. Then we start talking. Then that 10 goes down to 5. That's the world I live in. That's the math that I do in my head. You may remember I used to be up the dial a little bit, and then I moved to Vegas and worked for the Musburgers at Visa, and all I did was talk numbers for 5 years. And betting teams at the right time and understanding the gambling math. They should not be 10-1 to win the NFC. That's still a little what we call odds maker disbelief. Prove it to us. Prove it, Caleb. He's proven a ton. I went back and I found a story from 2019. Vic Fangio was talking about Patrick Mahomes. And I thought this was brilliant, the way that he described Mahomes. It came up in one of the practices leading up to a game. And Fangio used the following term on Patrick Mahomes. He plays with athletic arrogance. That's nice. Not only for the alliteration, but it's accurate, to use another A word. Athletically arrogant. You know who else is athletically arrogant? Caleb Williams. It's 28 degrees out. Game is on the line. We're playing the Packers. The ball is at midfield. We need maybe 20 more yards to kick the field goal. Nah. Laser. Seed. Dart. Double bullseye to DJ Moore. You know the throw. You've seen it 100 times. If that guy can do that in the playoffs, look out. And I know we always want to compare young quarterbacks to the guys that came before, and it's never really fair. Well, he's not this or he's not that. I don't care. This kid, Caleb Williams, and he's still a kid because it's year two in the NFL. He's still learning how to play the position. And it's easy to drag him down. It's easy to look at all the inefficiencies and the inaccuracy and the missed throws. Fine. Studs, how many Bears quarterbacks make that throw in the history of the franchise?
In the history of the franchise, I'd say maybe Jay Cutler. He's the only one I could see capable of doing it.
McMahon, maybe. A little before our time.
Yeah, I guess. He had some... It's hard for me because I wasn't alive to watch. I've seen the highlights. So, yeah, I'd say maybe McMahon. Maybe McMahon. So,
the
maybe
list,
two.
The
maybe
list
two.
Is on one hand. And yet, the anti-Caleb people want to just pick and choose their battles. Again, I was covering the team from 2012 to 2018. It was miserable. The game sucked. You didn't want to go to practice. You hated the coaches. This is one of the best times in my lifetime to follow this team. And I'll tell you what, this NFC is wide open. I talked to John Murray, who runs the sports book at the Westgate in Vegas, and he said the gap between the five teams in the NFC is about 2 points. So whoever your number one is, whether it be Seattle or LA, that team is only 2 points better than Chicago on a neutral. So if you add in the home field, maybe 2 points. If the Bears had to go to Seattle, the Bears are going to be like a 4, 4.5 point dog. That's how tight this is. And there's no giant to slay in this NFC. There's just not. I mean, hell, there's no giant to slay in the league. There's no Brady Patriots this year. There's no Mahomes Chiefs this year. And you know what's crazy? They are ripping their freaking hair out in Detroit right now. 2 years ago, the Lions are the sleeper, the sexy team. Oh, look out for the Lions. Then last year, this is the Lions' year. They go 15-2, one seed, home throughout the playoffs. Now what? Who'd you rather be the next 10 years? It's an easy answer. That's a rhetorical question. You know the answer. But life comes at you fast in this league. And the Lions are a play or two away from going to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, could not match the energy last year, could not execute, could not take care of business, and now they are on the outside looking in. Life comes at you fast in this league. 312-644-6767. Another note on Caleb, too. My guys at the 108 will appreciate this. Southside guys, White Sox guys. Caleb needs 108 yards to break the Bears' single-season passing record. Everybody knows the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. Eric Kramer. There's some trivia for you. Eric Kramer is the all-time passing leader for a single season. In 1995, Eric Kramer had 38-38. Then it was Cutler. He had 38-12 in 2014. Caleb on line three, 37-30. So 108 to tie, 109 to break the record. And this is a kid, Caleb Williams, who is in his fourth offense in 3 years. Think about it. Think about the potential, the possibility. And he's still on that rookie deal. So this is the time. But you go back to that last season at USC, there you go. There's one offense. Then last year, maybe not two full offenses, but they blew the OC out and then tried to change it with Thomas Brown. So let's call it an offense and a half. And then this year, he has to learn the Ben Johnson offense. And in the first year of that marriage, the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams marriage, boom, potential for the two seed. I did want to sort of pose this question to you as well, and we're going to read some texts and take some calls here on the show on 670 with you till 9 o'clock. Which Bears fan are you right now? And I've sort of put four options together because I like lists and I like polls. Number one, you're in the deep playoff run bucket. Oh, yeah. It's all coming up, Bears. That's number one. Number two, they'll choke. That's number two. Number three, they're lucky, but they're exciting. You know that one's going to be popular. Studs is nodding up and down. And then number four, let's build the Ben Johnson statue. I've heard some of that, too.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, really? You're on statue lane right now?
Put the statue right next to the Lovey statue because he's the one that got them Caleb and all those other players.
When they got rid of Lovey, I remember looking at some of the reporters in that room and saying, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And then from Lovey to Tressman to Fox to Nagy to Eberflus. Those were the guys I got to deal with when I was here. And now you got Ben Johnson, year number one, double-digit wins, and knocking on the door of something potentially special. My name is Sam Panionovic, Southsider, Mount Carmel, U of I. My Illini, by the way, are leading Tennessee in the bowl game, just like we all thought. Illinois would be up on Tennessee in the second half. We'll keep you posted on that. We will talk to Barstool Big Cat coming up later today. And speaking of Mount Carmel, there's a man that I went to high school with who is up for the National High School Football Coach of the Year. His name is Jordan Lynch. He was a Heisman finalist at Northern Illinois, and he just won his fourth straight high school championship. Fifth overall. Jordan will join the show coming up later as well. Again, the phone number 312-644-6767. This is 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to more Sam Paniatovich on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Oh, they're fired up on the text line. That's what we do. 670 The Score. Sam Paniatovich with you till 9 o'clock along with Studs. 312-644-6767. Call me, text me. Do you believe in this team? If you do, hit that line. Light them up. If you don't, I'd love to hear why, because you're wrong. You should at least be in that category that I talked about. I still would like to see it before I get too excited, but this team is good enough to win a playoff game. They are. 630, I don't care about being entertained. I prefer to win. Yeah, I get that. I also had to cover Jimmy Clausen. I also had to cover Mike Glennon. Oh, it got bad in that stretch for a while. It got really bad. It's just, you have to understand how great of a spot they are with this head coach and with this quarterback going forward. We got some text, too, about our Jim McMahon conversation, too. I watched McMahon play. He couldn't make that throw. Yeah, he could. Now, McMahon could make it maybe 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10. He could make the throw. I don't know that you could rely on old number 9 to do it consistently, but he could fire that pigskin.
You know, another one came to mind for me, too, was, and a similar category to McMahon, I don't think he would do it that much, but Rex Grossman could make that throw.
To the other team, yes.
Yeah, he would have shorted it and it would have been a pick. But, you know, physically, he could make the throw. I don't know if he would be able to do it in that kind of spot.
630 texter, 48 to 30, if I could speak. 42-38. There were so many points, I lost my train of thought. 42-38 does nothing for me. I'd rather win 17-10. I hate to break it to you. I don't think that's what this team is going to do. I don't know. They've won some games where the defense has definitely tightened up. The problem is, when you get to the playoffs, you're not facing any bad teams. And you're not generally facing quarterbacks that are bums. You look at this game against the Browns, 31-3. And the Bears aren't winning a playoff game 31-3 this year, not with that defense. Because the guys you have to face in the postseason, I mean, here's your list. Stafford, Purdy, Hurts, Love, Darnold, and then either Bryce Young or Baker Mayfield. That's the issue. You don't have any backup quarterbacks. And a lot of times when teams overachieve, it's because your team has something that it didn't have a year before, combined with you hit the schedule lottery. And the Bears did have a relatively, and I'm being very kind there, a relatively easy schedule. Two easiest schedules, Bears and Patriots, by the way. Both division champs, Bears in the North, and of course the Patriots regained the AFC East for the first time since 2019. But I don't think this team is going to win a lot of playoff games 17-10. That's just not the way they're constructed. Now, weather, of course, could play a factor in that. But even that game in Green Bay, it's 28-21. That home game is 22-16. It was, man, that was a bad game too, let's be real, for three and a half quarters. And then all of a sudden, the Bears erase the lead. You get some breaks to go your way. And then you win that game with the laser heard round the 3-1-2. 630 says, if Joe Burrow made a Super Bowl with that O-line and defense, this team could make a Super Bowl too. I agree with that. They certainly could. As I said earlier, they can beat anybody. They can lose to anybody. I found this too the other day, which is a wild stat. Speaking of NFL history, in that game against San Francisco, the Chicago Bears became the first team in NFL history to score 35, to score a defensive touchdown, to have no turnovers, allow no sacks, and still lose the game. Not exactly the greatest stat to be a part of, but that speaks to the volatility of this team. But I do think I'm still more believe than not believe because you have a quarterback that can make plays like he's made all season. And the other thing that I'm very impressed with Caleb, which is why you should believe in the long-term plan, this is not a one-hit wonder. This is a long-term plan. He says the right things after they lose. He says, yeah, I didn't play well. Yeah, I didn't execute on that throw. I missed the guy. Here's what I did wrong. He knows. He's accountable. I think that this game against Green Bay, if they play him, game number one, I think the Bears might smoke him. See those ghosts and just exterminate him. And that's the way it's going to break. If you beat Detroit, you're going to take on Green Bay. I also can't believe that as long as that rivalry is and as storied as it is, they've only met twice in the playoffs. I saw that the other day on CHSN. I'm like, that can't be right.
Wasn't one pre-merger too?
1941.
Yeah, way pre-merger. Okay.
Way pre-us.
It's so long ago, it doesn't really count.
Pearl Harbor. So, 1941, and of course the game that we all remember, the 2010 game, NFC Championship. That's the game Cutler gets hurt, and he's on the bike, pedaling. Is he coming back? Is he not? And then the Bears had to go to Caleb Haney, and Aaron Rodgers had the death blow. And then, of course, the Packers win the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. But this would only be the third time, and that feels like it's a typo. It feels like it's not possible with how much we hear about Bears-Packers. The best rivalry in the history of the NFL. Two playoff appearance meetings. So, I tell you what, though. The way that they played, here's when I started to come out of the no bucket and into the eh bucket in terms of believability. Do you believe? Yes, no, eh. On Black Friday, when they went into Philly and ran the ball down the Eagles' throat, down Fangio's defense, that doesn't happen to Philly. Now, Philly had a couple guys up front that didn't play, but that's the name of the game. Injuries are a part of football. They always have been. They always will be. But when they go into Philly as a 7-point dog and run for 250 yards on the ground, that's when I just went, oh, okay. And when you can run the ball, you can do anything. I didn't play in the NFL. Look at me. I wear glasses, horn rims. I didn't play. I've watched a ton and I've covered a ton. When you run the ball like that, you got a chance. You got to protect the ball. But when you can run it like that, and it's consistently third and three, third and four, with that play caller, and most importantly, that play designer, that's the caveat the Bears have never really had. Tressman used to do the dumb stuff. He used to try and think that he could get outside in the NFL because it worked in the CFL, and you know he used to assume that other teams didn't have speed, and he would try and attack just like, no, that doesn't work in the NFL. Tressman can't even sniff the play designing and the schematics that Johnson has. And that's why you've got a chance. You know, there was a very real world where the Bears beat San Francisco. I know it didn't happen, but I was watching the Fox pregame show yesterday. Or no, today's Tuesday, so that would have been Sunday. And Michael Strahan is on the set on national television saying Ben Johnson should be the coach of the year. I'm like, oh. And that is the furthest thing from a Bears homer, Michael Strahan. You know, he does not care less about the Bears. But they start breaking it down on what Johnson means and how the players believe. And at first I thought, you know, the good, better, best stuff. I'm like, oh, that's so cringeworthy. And then you see the players are even more into it than the coaches. And there's just a lot to like there. They have come together masterfully. I think Ryan Poles definitely gambled a little bit, but these gambles have worked out. You know, you had a chance to take Bryce Young. Nope. I'm going to ship this down the road. I'm going to see what happens next year. Boom, Caleb Williams. I'm going to go for Ben Johnson, the guy who's never been a head coach, who's soft-spoken. Those were the things about Ben Johnson. He's never been a coach. He's very soft-spoken. He's not a leader of men. I had a guy on my radio show last year. Ben Johnson's not a leader of men. Is that one of the most inaccurate things you've heard in the last year or so? Ben Johnson, not a leader of men? There's going to be a time in this playoff game where they're going to dial something up and you're going to look to the sideline, and if the director is doing his or her job right, they're going to cut to Ben Johnson on the camera. And he's going to have that smirk on his face like, I've been saving that one for 6 months. I just hope it's not a wide receiver pass. That's where they lose me, studs, when they start giving the ball to the receiver to throw the ball.
Now, there is the DJ Moore threw the touchdown to Caleb against the Bengals,
yes.
Right? Now, Caleb was wide open. It's, you know, and, but DJ at least played some quarterback, right? So, okay. I'm okay with him, but anyone else, no.
I don't want DJ Moore throwing passes in the playoffs. I'm sorry. That's just me. That's a personal preference.
Well, in that Bengals game, too, I guess was kind of special because clearly they ran so many goofy plays in that game. Clearly Ben Johnson saw that defense and said, oh, we can get weird with them.
That game fell into the bottom of the bourbon bottle early. The kids say, oh, this game is drunk. No, that game was wasted. That game was out of control. And, of course, it ends with the Loveland catch and the broken tackle and the pirouette and the sprint to the goal line. I love this. We were talking about Grossman earlier, about quarterbacks that can make that throw on a dime in the cold, through the wind, Soldier Field, 50-yard line. And I said two, maybe three. We were joking about Grossman. 312 says, let's be real, guys. Grossman fumbles the snap on that play. Maybe. There's definitely a chance that he fumbles the snap. And then 630, what about Justin Fields? Stop. 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 I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to go there. Actually, I'll go there. Because I know some people in this town, after Mitch Trubisky flamed out, that jumped right off the Trubisky camp and right into the Fields camp. Ah, nah, they got their guy. It wasn't Trubisky, which I told you it was going to be. Now it's Fields. Yes, that's the answer. A guy who played with three NFL receivers in college. Justin Fields was throwing the ball to Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, and I believe he had a young Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Almost positive there.
He did, yes. They were drafted the same year, I believe. I thought
Olave and Wilson were drafted in the same draft.
Okay, that's who I was thinking of. Well, and then Njigba was there.
They left, and then Smith and Njigba broke a Rose Bowl record for like 340 receiving yards. My point is, Justin Fields, you can never really tell what he was as a passer because he had a pristine pocket, a legit offensive line, and NFL receivers everywhere. And you watch the draft tape, and Mel Kiper's like, look at his throw, look at his throw. And the receiver is 5 yards beyond the secondary, and Fields has 8 seconds to throw. That's not a replication of what happens in the NFL when their defense can take away and will try and take away what you do well. But yeah, that throw, I mean, that's the play of the year for this team. That's a galvanizing moment. And if you look at the way the Bears have competed against Green Bay, last year both games came down to a field goal. One was made, one was blocked. This year, Caleb throws the pick in the end zone, and the Bears come back in Chicago. They have closed the gap because for the 30-plus years that I've been cognizant as a Chicago sports fan, as a kid who grew up here and turned on the TV every Sunday with my dad and my mom and my brother, when they played the Packers, you expected the worst. And you knew that somehow, some way, whether it be 4 or 12 or 10, those guys were going to make the plays. And that's not the case anymore. A young Bears fan doesn't know that misery of the dominance from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love. A 12-year-old Bears fan is like a pig in the mud right now because the Bears are back. They're good. They're exciting. And people are believing. That much is true. I'm Sammy P. 312-644-6767. You know, I've been home for the holidays for a couple weeks now, and let's just say the belt is getting a workout, studs. I want to talk about this later in the show. I'm only eating one meal a day now, and we're not going to like do a lot on this, but it is the holidays. We're all eating. We're all drinking. I'm going to tease you a little bit on that next on The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you were watching this game on TV like other NFL players were, how would you describe this whole game, the way you guys, both teams are scoring like this?
Yeah, I think we've proven who we are. We'll fight. And, you know, I think we're a team to be reckoned with. And so I'm excited for you know, this next game. I'm excited to go back and watch this film and figure out how we can better, how we can put up more points, how we can, you know, be more efficient maybe on offense for moments like this, because we may see this team again, and, you know, and we may see other offenses again that, you know, that are very similar and things like that. And so, like I said, I'm excited for what's to come in that sense. And so, like I said, we're a team that's going to fight, and you know, I think we've proven that.
Let's get back to more Sam Paniatovich on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
That is Caleb Williams bringing you back to The Score, 670 on the AM Blower. Here's how good I am. That is John Greenberg asking the question to Caleb Williams. As a radio guy, you hear certain things and you just remember the sounds. That is definitely my guy, John Greenberg from The Athletic, asking the question to Caleb Williams. And that's sort of a payoff on what I talked about earlier about how accountable he is for a guy who, let's be very, very realistic, was labeled as immature. That was one of the red flags on Caleb Williams, because remember, he used to paint things on his fingernails that said bleep this and bleep that. When they played Notre Dame, oh, he's not a leader, he's immature, he has a long way to go. There he is, standing at the podium. His team played in a 42-38 shootout, and he's asked a question about what he thought of the game. And did you hear what he said? We need to score more points. No, you don't. That's not why you lost that game. But he is not even thinking about turning on the defense. There were plenty of quarterbacks that I had to deal with that would have easily said, oh, the defense has to be better. Cutler specifically said that multiple times. Defense got a good stops. Caleb is telling you when his defense gave up 500 yards and 42 points, we need to score more points.
Do you remember last year when he went to bat for his offensive line late in the season out of nowhere and defended them despite having at that point probably been sacked 50 times? And he's like, no, man, my offensive line's great. They do, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we're sitting here on the station. We're like, Caleb, you don't got to do that, man. Come on. But like, that's what you're talking about, though. Like, he didn't have to do that. And he knows when he's saying that it's bullcrap.
I agree. There's so much to like about this kid. And if the accuracy eventually goes on the incline, look out. Drake May, I don't know that a lot of people know this, but Drake May is completing 70% of his passes this year. That's unheard of for a second-year quarterback. That does not happen in this league. 71.7% of his passes. For context, Caleb Williams isn't close to that. But Caleb Williams has those plays on the run, on the go. When the seatbelt light goes off, Drake May can't do what Caleb does. But I just told you, Drake May, almost 72% accuracy. Caleb Williams right now, 57.9. That is a 2-touchdown gap, percentage-wise. 71 point whatever. And 57.9. Now, the hope there is that he's able to settle as he progresses through his career, and there's more faith in the system, and there's less, what's the term, improvisation under center. Caleb was actually more accurate last year, 62.5%. This year, 57.9. That has to be better if he's going to be as good as people believe he can be. But I love hearing that from a second-year quarterback after a very tough loss. His defense got gashed, shredded, pillaged, whatever. And he's standing there in front of the media. We got to score more points. I mean, he's not wrong. You need to score more points to win the game, but that's not why Chicago lost to San Francisco. Chicago lost to San Francisco because they couldn't get off the field. 312 texting in. I heard a stat the other day, 75% of NFL playbooks are the same. The difference, though, is having the personnel and the coach to call the right play at the right time. Johnson has proven it in Detroit and also here in Chicago. He is definitely the guy. Bingo. That's exactly it. Because a lot of these coaches, they copy. That's what they do. McVay was one of the first ones to get wonky. I love that word. I didn't wake up this morning and say I was going to use wonky, but McVay was the first to put it to paper. You know, Kyle Shanahan was sort of the first one through the wall, but he didn't want to be over the top. And then it was McVay who then brought about Kevin O'Connell and Matt LaFleur, and then it goes from there. And then Mike McDaniel gets into the picture, and now it's Ben Johnson. You know, the game has clearly become more innovative on offense. In fact, NFL Network a couple weeks ago was showing a Bears-Vikings game from 1989 or whatever, and the starting quarterbacks threw like 20 balls each. You know, the game has definitely upgraded in the quarterback category. I mean, these guys are making throws that other guys just couldn't make. But I agree with the texter from the 312. It's having the difference maker that knows what to call, when to call it, and who to get it to. There was a play Buffalo ran the other night against Philly. They were trying to claw back into the game. This was when they had no answers in the first half against Philly. And Joe Brady dialed up the hook and ladder. It was fourth and whatever, fourth and eight, fourth and nine. And they designed it masterfully. And you can tell they've clearly practiced it. So Allen takes the snap, drops back, turns to the right and fires a laser to a receiver who's running basically an in route or a curl route. And the defense swarms to the guy catching the ball who almost simultaneously catches the ball and then shoves it forward to a running back who at the perfect time is sweeping around and to the right to catch the lateral and run for the first down. The balls it takes on 4th and 8, 4th and 9, to throw it short of the sticks and then lateral it to a back. I mean, that doesn't happen. That takes big time balls. And it got him in position to then score the touchdown and then potentially go for the win. I love that call, too, to go for the win. You go for two. I'm a go for two guy. And I said earlier, Spiegs and I were texting that first Packer game. If you score that touchdown, you go for the win. You do. But the creativity and the execution separates the play drawers from the play callers on Sunday. Wanted to let you know that before Chicago takes on Detroit, you can tune in Sunday from 12 to 325 for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on The Score, 670. Olin Krutz, Pat Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately after the game, they'll have the instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. You can hear it all on The Score and the Odyssey app. I did a bad thing if you're a radio guy like me. I did tease something, and I didn't pay it off. So let me do that now. This list, I've been eating one meal a day for about 14 days. I sent this to Studs, and he went, "Oh, that's bad." I have tracked every dinner I've eaten from Friday, December 20th until Sunday night. And if you can hear my fingers waggling right now, it is embarrassing. I am so embarrassed. When I get back and step on the scale, the scale's going to go, ow. But that's a conversation we can have later on the show. Up next on The Score, a guy I went to high school with on the South Side who just polished off state title number 4 in a row at Mount Carmel. The Caravan have won 5 under head coach Jordan Lynch. He joins us next on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.